Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline right now for a few minutes, he is the former Wisconsin Badger basketball player, Brian Butch. Brian, what's going on, man? How you been?
I'm doing good, doing good. Had a good Thanksgiving. Life is good.
I like to hear that. You know what? Life's pretty good in Madison right now, too. And I know, you know, look, the Badgers got beat today in the Bahamas, 53-46. They fall to a very good Virginia Cavalier team in the championship game of the Battle for Atlantis. But I wanted to get you on because I wanted to ask this. We did a podcast last year after every Badger basketball game, and it felt like, especially as the season wore on, boy, it was a lot of the same. The narrative never really changed. They were young. They had a lot to learn. Six games in now, Wisconsin's 5-1. How much better is this team this year, in your opinion, granted watching with a limited sample size?
Well, I think, number one, they're healthy. That was the first thing. I think when you look at it, what they had to deal with and with them not being healthy was just too tough to overcome for any team. But it's funny you ask that because I'm at Thanksgiving dinner and I get a text message. It's Steve Lab, and he goes, "The young Badgers have their teeth cut." And I'm thinking to myself, "You're right. Like they're starting to turn some heads on the national level with the way that they're playing, and because it's the way they're playing. The young kids are stepping up. Kobe King is back out there. He's playing really well. Dimitri Trice is shooting the lights out. And when this Badger basketball team has good outside shooting, they're really good because they've got a guy in the center that probably is top five player in the country in Ethan Happ. And if you give Ethan Happ space, that's where he excels. And when the Badgers are able to shoot the ball well, you've given Ethan Happ a lot of space. Now today, against Virginia, a little bit different story. Didn't shoot it great, and that's why they come up on the other side. But if you were to say that it'd be a close game, you'd be in the game, it'd be a seven-point game with a couple minutes to play against the number four team in the country to start this year off, I think a lot of Badger fans would take that considering what they had to deal with last year. So the excitement's there, and it should be. This is going to be a really good basketball team, and they're going to compete in the Big Ten, and they're going to compete, be a top four team like they have been for the last 18 years, it seems like, and not really lose a step.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a great start to the season, and this is nothing more than a loss in November. And I know you kind of alluded to it there at the end, but it's November, so you have room to grow. A lot of young players still in the mix. How much better can they get, Brian? I mean, how good? What do you think the ceiling is for this team this year?
Well, you saw how bad it was in December and January of last year. And you saw the growth by the end of the year when they were playing really well in the Big Ten tournament. They were playing well. They were a tough team that not a lot of teams wanted to play because they were playing the right way. That was the other thing. Now I think they've got a lot of growth. They've got a lot of, you know, I brought up the name Kobe King, but he's playing at a high level, and he's really finally just starting to get healthy after the injury that he had. You know, Brad Davidson now is able to play off the ball a little bit and learn what it's like to play off the ball at the college level. Dimitri Trice is coming in and kind of getting healthy again and running the offense. So when you look at it that way, this Badger basketball team has a bunch of growth still ahead of them. I truly believe it.
What do you make, you mentioned Brad Davison's name there too, and I don't know if you're seeing this or not, and that's why I want to ask you about it. It seems like to this point, maybe he struggled a little bit in terms of being able to score at the clip that we became accustomed to seeing him score at last year, and maybe some of that was due to necessity a season ago. Are you seeing any of that? Is there anything to sort of explain that early on? And is he a guy that I guess you hope would get going at some point, too, in addition to what Trice and Happ have done to give you three really big-time scorers on that team?
Well, there's better shots out there than what he was taking and making last year. There's more guys out there that are able to put the ball in the basket. And I think the thing with Davison is, yeah, he hasn't played great, but he still brought the grit. He still brought that defense of intensity to this team. So there's still value there. He hasn't scored at the clip that we're used to, but I also think he's smart enough to realize there's probably some better shots out there if I make the swing pass, if I'm able to, you know, figure out, you know, get to the basket, throw a little pitch back action to one of the guys. So that's why I don't think you have seen a lot of forced shots from him. I think they've all been really good shots within the offense as well.
Nice stretch of non-conference games coming up, mixed in with some conference games, of course, starting a little bit earlier now. You've got North Carolina State coming up next on Tuesday in the Big Ten ACC Challenge at Iowa versus Rutgers, and then the rivalry game with Marquette in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. So should be a fun stretch here the next few weeks. We'll undoubtedly learn more about how good this team is, but so far, so good. Brian, thanks for taking a few minutes, man. I know it was quick, but I had to get your thoughts after what has been a really fun start to the season, and I look forward to chatting with you again here real soon.
Yeah, no, it was great. Thanks for having me on.
Brian Butch, you can find him on Twitter at @Brian_Butch and follow along with his thoughts throughout the course of the year. Okay, I pause because we got to get to Tom Kestedick, the godfather of fantasy football. He's coming up in just a few minutes. If you have not already tried to get through, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. By the way, Brian Butch, just a few minutes ago, he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.